Hi, this is Vlada Sukhanovskaya, and today we will talk about scientists and London groups that are fighting to reduce food waste in Ontario. The average London Ontario household wastes 2.81 kilos or 6 pounds of food each week, and local communities and non-profits are looking for solutions to the problem. The goal is to avoid food waste and dispose of organic materials properly to save space at landfills and reduce methane emissions. During the COVID-19 pandemic, the average household in London sent an average of 9.92 kilos or 21.8 pounds of trash to a landfill per week. Of that, 2.81 kilos or 6 pounds was food waste, according to research by the University of Western Ontario, Lawson Health Research Institute and Children's Health Research Institute. The main goal of the research was to see how the pandemic impacted the quantity and composition of food waste, said the head of the research group, Haley Everett. She's a lecturer and PhD candidate at the University Department of Geography and Environment. On scheduled dates, researchers picked up the trash in their vehicle, took it to facility, and manually sorted out all waste samples. In Everett's words,
we're actually digging through the trash and measuring these things and what's actually being thrown away, we can come up with the most accurate measurement.
For Everett, the most standout trash was unopened food, like a pack of cookies or candy or something that completely sealed.
And for someone who likes desserts and also does not like to waste food, it's just very hard to wrap my head around sometimes why someone chose to throw that food item away when it hasn't been opened. There's nothing wrong with it. Instead of, you know, eating it or gifting it to someone or putting it out for guests when you have people over. So that's probably the most, I think, memorable type of a food that I see being thrown away.
She also noticed that people threw away full fruits and vegetables.
But what we also see a lot of is in our avoidable food waste category, like full potatoes that are being thrown out, full carrots, full apples, full bananas, like, and while those aren't packaged and, you know, and they are, you know, when you have just a carrot in the garbage, it might be beside a hairball and a Kleenex, and it looks kind of a little bit grosser compared to seeing like a bunch of cookies that are in like a perfectly airtight sealed container. But it's the same idea.
Approximately half the food waste examined for the study was classified as avoidable, such as milk, bread, and apples, according to researchers. The other half was considered unavoidable, such as bones, eggshells, pits, and coffee grounds. To reduce the impact of food waste and organic material, some cities in Canada have implemented a green bin program. For example, Toronto started the program in 2002 and now collects organics from 460,000 houses and composts it. London's plan to launch the program has been postponed until 2023.
The program was supposed to be implemented a little while ago, but COVID has delayed the implementation due to supply chain issues.
However, having a program such as a green bin is not enough. Everett said, research shows that with such programs, some people tend to throw away more food.
Sometimes without proper knowledge and education about the general waste management system, some folks have been shown to think that wasting food is no longer as bad because it's not going to landfill, it's not being incinerated, it's being composted, and you know, compost is good. That's why I think having education in conjunction with the implementation of these diversion programs is really important.
That's where local communities come into play. Urban Roots London Farm accepts organic waste from Londoners and grows local produce. Growing Cheese Ontario educates children about food systems, and The Grove develops a wormery project that recycles organics into nutrient-dense compost with the help of worms. Another organization, London Environmental Network, works with around 50 non-profits to help find funding for them. It also runs its own projects, such as green infrastructure development and fat oil and grease project, or fog cups, said Jamie Dardarian, the residential sustainability and energy coordinator at the London Environmental Network. People can use the cups to collect culinary fat, such as used olive and coconut oils, gravy, salad dressing, bacon grease, cooking oil, soup, dairy products, meat fat, butter, and margarine.
And when people fill those up, they can take them to an Enviro Depot in London, which is kind of like a recycling center. But they'll take these grease cups and they'll use it to power their operations there through like a green biofuel. So it's super, super neat to see that full circle model.
Fats are consumed by bacteria that produce methane, which is used to generate electricity later. That's a beneficial alternative to flushing grease down the toilet or sink, clogging sewer lines, and damaging pipes at a cost thousands of dollars by polluting local rivers, Dardarian said. On an individual level, people can compost food waste in their backyard, use countertop composters, or composters with worms, said Karen Virsik, the plastics program manager at Environmental Defense, a non-profit advocacy group based in Toronto. To prevent food waste, Virsik advises shopping more often and for fewer items if a market is nearby.
If you realize you've bought too much and you can manage it, try to cook and preserve the food and then freeze it for a later time. So make a sauce out of it if you've bought too much food. Share it with your neighbors.
Everett advises consumers to learn more about proper storage of food, such as proper refrigerator temperatures and ways to prolong the life of produce.
For example, I like to buy a lot of celery, and if you store celery in water, it prevents the celery from getting flimsy really quickly. Or also, if you have a celery stalk that's a little flimsy and then you put it in some water, it'll get hard again and then you can use it.
To learn more about how to store different foods, visit the Love Food, Hate Waste Project. Thank you for listening. You can find the original story at greatlakesecho.org.